Hello, it's Luis. Hello, this is Luis. Luis
Hey,
Lauderholm.
Luis. Hey,
Hey.
Luis. It's John with Local Splash.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I received a notification from our customer service department. They asked me to reach out to you regarding our Google Guarantee program.
Yes.
Okay. They said you had some questions.
Yeah, so I'm currently with Angie's Leads. It's the
Right.
number, right? And
I
so,
remember that.
yeah, I'm not very satisfied with them. I mean, the biggest complaint that I have is receiving credit for leads that either their numbers don't work, they tell you that it was an accident, they were never really interested. And then the third one is the people that want a job for free, right? And you know, I'll give you an example of the last one. I had a guy that wanted 20 tons of gravel. When something's being delivered, I don't pay myself anything. I just do the material plus what Angie charges me, right? And that itself. I mean, me making zero profit was $1,200. He wanted to pay $600 for
What?
that, and I'm like, I you know, it's one of those situations. And so I've had a lot of those. You know, with having a business, I've got business expenses. You know, I can't really compete with somebody that's, you know, working. I guess getting themselves. I'm not really sure how to describe it, but you know. Working themselves and paying themselves hourly. So that's those are my top three biggest concerns that I have with them. I'm spending a lot of money with them. I have had some really good clients. I can't complain about that. But when I sit down and I look at what I'm paying, what's being denied versus what I'm making, it's not making sense to me.
I mean, I gotta be honest with you, I've been hearing that a lot. And I remember when I first signed you up, I kinda had a conversation like along the lines, without trying to bash them, but I just kinda had a feeling that over time you would kind of start catching these things, you know? Our Google Guarantee program, I think is actually a great fit. It would probably solve a lot of the issues that you're having. With this campaign, we pre-screen the clients while they're on the line, based on your specifications. And then when we transfer them to you, it's with a live client on the line. Like, we call you with the customer, introduce you to the customer, and then the only way you get charged the lead fee is if you agree to go out and either meet with them or give them a quote or do the job. So it's a lot different than that lead generation. It's not one of those campaigns where they just kind of text you a lead and say good luck. Google actually developed this in response to the Federal Trade Commission saying that they were going to shut down HomeAdvisor by Angie's List, but it just hadn't happened at the time they said they were going to do it. So this one was designed to basically iron out all the kinks. Like, we listen to our customers and then we go, okay. So they do want leads, but they don't want leads this way, you know, and then they want to still be able to dispute them if they don't agree with them. But we also don't want to send anything unqualified. So this one's like fully customizable. My question to you though, I mean, are you planning on just completely getting rid of HomeAdvisor by Angie's altogether?
At this point, yes. You know, when we first had this conversation, I was fairly new to it. I was sort of just getting introduced to it. I was getting a lot of calls, which, you know, it's always good to be busy in aspect of, you know, having customers coming in, right? You know, sometimes I'll get batches, and I call them and I spoke to them, and you know, there's just no sense in with them, but sometimes I'll go a week and I'll get a batch of people, or it gets nowhere, or sometimes they just never pick up the phone, and then sometimes I'll get leads where, you know, I can make you know, 10,000-15,000 a week. So, you know, from that perspective, it's great. But then when I'm having, you know, a bad week and nobody is answering and I'm having to pay for these leads, or somebody, you know, thinks it's cool to hit commercial and then that fee now doubles, but it's really a residential job.
Jesus.
They won't accept that as a credit.
Gotcha. I get what you're saying. So I think that, yeah, I mean, I think this would combat it. So here's the thing. This is how it works with Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee, it's $250 for the application. Usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get through the background screening. Okay. I've never had a guy not pass the background screening, especially somebody who already has a pre-existing local profile. So it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to go through that. It's done with Google and a third party. I could send you the application and get started on that. You don't actually get posted until you've completed the application, the background screening, and a client interview. This is a separate client interview for this one. We have to know what your specifications are specifically for the leads, or if you want to target all the things that you're targeting locally or not, right? So that's $250 just for that. Okay. Then you have a starting budget. The starting budget is 13 leads. Okay. It's telling me right now, just for general contracting leads coming out of your area, the price is anywhere from $24 to $36 per lead. Okay. Now there is also the vetting charge for the leads. Okay, which is like a 25% hosting and vetting charge. So let me give you like an exact number on what your starting budget would have to be. You have to have like a minimum, like I said, of 13 leads. So let me just plug this in real quick here. So let's say lead cost. Let's go on the low end for lead cost. Let's say 24. 13 leads. What would be your desired monthly budget for leads?
You know, if I'm able to get work, then I don't have, you know, that's probably something I shouldn't say, but there's something if you got work coming in, right?
Right.
It's more or less when you don't have work coming in that it makes you wonder where the money's going.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta accept the lead, you know what I mean, in order to actually be charged for the lead. Like, if you're on the phone and you come to the conclusion, like, hey, I'm not gonna go out with this guy and not accept the lead, we don't charge you for it. We literally just say, okay, thank you for your time, and we'll go to another guy in the Google Guarantee program in your area and offer him the lead and see if it fits for him. So we're still gonna help that customer at the end of the day. We also provide that customer with, like, you know, $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job. So that way they're kind of encouraged to go with our Google Guarantee guys. So you're going to get jobs, and you're not going to get charged for them unless you accept them. I'd imagine you're going to do a great job of not accepting them unless you know it's got a 80, 90% chance of converting, right?
Right.
Otherwise, you're not going to waste your gas and your time or your lead fees on it. So, again, this is a program that – this is the most advanced form of advertising there is. So you could assume that, you know, your conversion rates are going to be a lot higher than what you're doing now. You can assume that almost every single one will turn into a job unless there was a problem in that vetting process. But, again, if you go out to them and you find that – hey, this actually wasn't a good fit. I got there and this wasn't qualified. He said it was commercial. I got there. It turned out to be residential. We dispute those. You'll get that lead credit back, right? So that's the whole point of having the Google partner in there hosting it, you know, for you. Eliminates a lot of that headache. But what I'm kind of asking you is this, is like they'll, once you pass the background screening and you go through that, they'll put you up there in that Google Guarantee category, right? But you don't get charged your monthly budget until you accept the first lead. So let's say we fast forward 3 weeks from now. You paid the $250, you got through your application, you're on the first page for Google Guarantee, the lead comes in. You're about to accept this lead, okay? You're going, hey, this is probably going to be like a $2,000 job. I'm going to take it, okay? Boom, you accept that first lead. Once you accept that first lead, the whole 13 lead budget comes out, and then you have credit for the remaining 12 leads. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay. So that's how that works.
Account.
Right. But again, it's not monthly. So it's not one of those things where it's like every month you're going to pay this amount. It's that 12 leads. So if you stretch that 12 leads over like 2 months, you know, because you're just getting big projects that are taking up a week or two at a time, then it's going to keep rolling over that budget until you've exhausted that. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm kind of asking you, like, what's your desired budget for leads? Or do you just want to start off at the minimum of, like, the 13 leads? You know, then your monthly budget would be about, looks like,
hold on here. So if I go 24, 20%, 32, maximum number of leads per week.
It'd be 418 would be your starting budget with the 13 leads guaranteed.
418 plus.
Yep.
The two.
No, that's with the service fee. That's with the service fee included.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be 250 for the application, and then the 418 would get charged once you accept your first lead, and you'll have a 12 lead remaining balance.
So the how often is this $1,250 going to be charged? Is this like a one-time sort of like?
The $250 is a one-time application fee. Once you're Google guaranteed and you've gone through that background screening, you'll never have to do that again. Your business will be Google guaranteed indefinitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I want a mixture of jobs, and I think, you know, based on lead price, they'll kind of fluctuate.
Well, again, I mean, I put you in the general contractor category. So, you know, that's going to cover pretty much all of your services, you know. The landscape design is the only one that gets out there a little bit, but everything else falls within that general contractor category. So remodeling services, house renovations, custom home builds, garage additions. I mean, you remember, you have a local campaign with us, so.
And what categories are all in that,
the general contractor category?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that'd be something I would want to look at.
Yeah. So your entire business profile falls under the general contractor category. So it's under property management and GC. So anything that falls under that vertical would be an eligible service to have you listed for in that Google Guarantee category. So I'm pulling that based off of the keywords that you're already using for your local service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I mean, we can start the process.
All right. Let me send you the app.
Yeah, cut up.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Okay. Google Guarantee application form, English. Okay. I'm going to send it over. And then when I process this $250 for the application, it's going to be non-refundable. So I'm going to process it, send it over to you now.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. Then let me know when you get that.
I just got a message. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So that's the actual application there. I'll also forward it over to your email.
Okay.
All right. And then what's a good time where we could do your Google Guarantee client interview?
How long would that take, and what do I need to have ready?
You have a local listing with us, so we have a lot of the information on your business already. That's why I know 100% you're, like, I'm just telling you beforehand, you're 100% going to pass your background screening. It's just we have to actually fill it out and go through it. But I can tell you 100% you're going to pass it. You're fine. The client interview, we have a lot of the information already. But, again, that's still a technicality in case you want to do anything different with this. I would say like 30 to 40 minutes tops.
Okay.
We ask for an hour window, though, to get it all knocked out.
Okay, and I know when I done the Google verification, I had to be at the office in order to do it.
For this one, would I have to also be at the office, or could I do it from home?
No. So you're already verified. That's not going to change. This is This is a background screening. So you fill out the forms, and then there will be two separate phone calls where you'll get contacted, one directly from Google and one from a third party doing the background screening. Anything that has to do with personal information being disclosed will all be in the form where you submit it on your own. They're not going to ever ask you for that kind of information over the phone.
Okay, that works.
All right. So let me go ahead and process you, and then you're good to go on that. But what's a good time for the interview? Sorry.
Could we do it tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow afternoon. Yep, you tell me what time's best for you, and then I'm going to schedule it, and I'll have a rep contact you and walk you through it.
I would say about 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay. Ooh, actually, that's like the one time that I have a 2 to 3, and I have a 4 to 5, because we're in California, so we're 3 hours behind you. 12 to 1 is when they take their lunch. So,
okay. Did you say 2 to 3?
I have 2 to 3 available. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll send you a calendar invitation to this onboarding interview for your Google Guarantee program, and then I will text you 1 hour prior to that appointment as well.
Okay, that'll work out. Well, thank you.
All right, and I'll resend you my direct number and extension too. It looks like you contacted customer service, but if you ever want to add services like this, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you could always call me directly. I think you should still have that from when I first signed you up.
Yes, I still have it. Could you send it to me again just to make sure, because for some reason It saves it, but whenever your office or whoever calls, it always falls underneath the same number for some reason. So I
Under the 877 number usually.
Yes.
Okay. No worries. I'll put my full name on it too. That way, if you ever call in, you could always ask for me directly too. If that happens, sometimes if I'm on the line, instead of it just sending you to voicemail, it'll put a live rep on the line.
Okay, that'll work out. Well, thank you, and we'll look over all that stuff.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day, Luis.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.